In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. It hasn't been a great year for pay TV. Cord cutting and the fear of cord cutting led to a media stock price slaughter a few weeks back. And now there's a new threat facing cable companies, the future of the set-top box. Almost everyone who has traditional cable rents their set-top box from the cable company. That makes those companies a lot of money, but it doesn't necessarily give you the best deal or the best product. So an FCC advisory committee weighed in today with a report on how to encourage competition. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
If you don't want to rent a cable TV set-top box from your cable company, you don't have a lot of options, and it's kind of a pain. You still need to rent a card from your cable company to run the box. It's almost like the days when you had to rent your phone from the phone company. But Edgar Dvorsky, founder of the website Consumer World, says when that changed...
A market developed overnight. You could go to the store, buy a telephone. How come that hasn't developed the same way with cable companies?
Today's report from an FCC advisory committee comes up with two options for solving this problem. One would let you buy a cable box that could search for, say, your favorite movie. John Bergmeier, an attorney at the consumer group Public Knowledge, likes that idea.
You search for the name of a movie, and if it's airing on TV, it'll show you those results. But if it's on Netflix, it'll show you the movie result there.
Bergmeier says cable companies don't want cable boxes sending you to Netflix. They prefer a second option that could eventually replace cable boxes with an app. Brian Dietz is a spokesman for the National Cable and Telecommunications Association. He says there are already lots of ways to get your cable.
There's never been more choice and competition for consumers and how they receive their content.
Still, some consumer advocates wonder why you can't just buy a set-top box like you'd buy a cell phone, or TV for that matter. This is something the FCC is still wrestling with. It's now in the information gathering phase, accepting comments on the report issued today. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.